Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, August 27th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and again today we want to encourage you with a message titled, Bloom Where You're Planted. The scripture text is a phrase from Esther 4, verse 14.
And who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this?
Regular readers and listeners are aware of Brooksine's interest in flowers and gardening. Each winter she plans and prepares for her spring plantings. Due to adequate rains and a cooler summer, our lawn and gardens have had a spring-like vibrancy all summer long. In fact, I suppose I could mow my lawn twice a week. It's growing so quickly. But lots of growth means lots of weeding and trimming, and then disposal of all the biodegradable clippings.
And then we notice. We're blessed not only by the flowers that I intentionally plant and cultivate and take a lot of time to sweat over around our home, but volunteers that spring up wherever we dispose of the clippings. We also see hardy flowers growing in inhospitable places such as narrow cracks in our brick walkway. We wonder how these flowers ever got there in the first place, but then we remember that the wind and the birds plant seeds as well. We have many sunflowers coming up that the birds decided to plant when they dined on their bird seed, wherever they chose to take it.
Bloom where you're planted. I recall first hearing this phrase from my years in Bible college about, how many years ago now? 35 years
Too
ago.
Too many.
Well, the saying has the sense that we are to let God use us and seek to be fruitful wherever we are. Sometimes we may find ourselves providentially planted just as the seed is, where we would really rather not be. A true test of character is how we bloom in these places.
An example of this is Esther. Esther is a remarkable book. Most Bible students are aware of the fact that God is not even mentioned by name in the entire book, the only book of the Bible with this distinction. Esther was one of the Jewish exiles in Persia who, due to her natural beauty, was unexpectedly placed in a position she probably never imagined herself being in. She was selected to be the queen.
Just as Ruth reminds us that God is at work in the lives of ordinary people, Esther reveals God at work among the higher classes. That's what she became. Well, both books remind us that his work is often behind the scenes. He is, as the song states, quietly sovereign.
I recall hearing a teaching a number of years ago on Esther moments. These are those special times when God's purpose for our life is especially apparent. This concept is based on the daily text when Mordecai encouraged Esther to take a stand. The Jews faced annihilation, as they have so often throughout history, and Esther was in a position to act for their preservation by appealing to the king.
Esther's uncle, Mordecai, was confident that in one way or another the deliverance of the Jews would come. He says, "For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place." Amazingly, in the bigger picture, God's grand purposes are always fulfilled with or without our cooperation. However, Mordecai challenged Esther to be the agent of God's deliverance, as expressed in the daily text, when he says, "And who knows but that you have come a royal position for such a time as this." In other words, that you have become the queen for just an occasion like this.
Scripture records that Esther did listen to Mordecai and heeded his challenge to present herself to the king, even if it meant death. I like the resolute attitude she expressed when she made up her mind to be the mediator for her people. She said, "If I perish, I perish." When we're weighing various options, there's a point that we've got to make up our mind and act upon that decision.
May our hearts be as resolute as Esther's and other biblical characters such as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who refused to bow down to the golden image. Their unyielding response was this: in Daniel 3, 17 and 18, when called to violate their core convictions in bowing down to the golden idol. The God we serve is able to save us from it, and He will rescue us from your hand, O King. But even if He does not, we want you to know, O King, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you set up.
Through these outstanding examples of devout faith and consecrated stands, God sends a message to all true worshipers. We are not to fear the trials the world offers, but we are to persevere, even if it means death.
Today, all over the world, God is working through His people, accomplishing His purpose. At times, we can especially sense His work through us in a very specific way. In fact, tomorrow's message, Brooksine will share a way that she recently experienced. What a great joy these experiences bring to our spiritual walk. May the Lord grant all of us these Esther moments when we bloom where we are planted. Often we may not immediately sense the significance of our obedience, but obedience always brings blessing. Let us stay faithful to our Lord.
Let's pray together. Jesus, in certain situations, I am fearful when you speak to my heart about being obedient. When you compel me, like you did Esther, to do or say something that's not within my comfort zone, I become fearful of the outcome, which prevents me from stepping out in faith and following through with an obedient heart. Would you remind me that there is great blessing when I follow your leading? Help me not to fear the outcome, for that is in your hands. Thank you for prompting and for entrusting me to be a part of your grand purpose. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today for our daily reading. Again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, a married couple. We celebrated our 33rd anniversary this May. It's a joy as we pray each morning before sharing this message that God would indeed encourage through us. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This, again, is the message we prepared for August 27th, Thursday morning, August 27th, 2009. We do have a number of photos today that prompted the message, and that is situations where plants have bloomed where they were planted, and not planted by us, at least purposefully, although in a sense I guess we're planting when we spread clippings. And some of the prettiest flowers and plants we find are this way. If you care to go to our site today, we welcome you to do so. Also have a few additional notes. And as I mentioned in the message, tomorrow Brooksine will be sharing a message. Well, we both share it together. But of an experience she had last Friday evening that really, I think, was in a sense an Esther moment. May God encourage you today and keep you faithful to Him.